Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the sprint race that just happened for the Grand Prix of Americas in COTA. Now, before we get into it, here is how they finished. Maverick Viñales made a two on the bounce from Marc Marquez, Jorge Martin, Pedro Acosta, Aleix Espargaró, Enea Bastianini, Jack Miller, Pecco Bagnaia, Raul Fernandez, Franco Morbidelli, Miguel Oliveira, Brad Binder, Marco Bezzecchi, Alex Marquez, Fabio Quartararo, Alex Rins, Luca Marini, Johan Zarco crashed, Joan Mir crashed, Fabio Di Giantonio's bike had an electronic problem, i.e. the engine blew up spectacularly, Augusto Fernandez crashed, and Taka Nakagami crashed. Now, Batman, Batman, Maverick Viñales, dressed as Batman again this weekend, was absolutely brilliant. I will have to say, I cannot take it away from him. You know, he was very smooth, comfortable. Did remind you of the old Maverick. Was never threatened or challenged by anyone. You know, made a really good, solid start and took off. Absolutely fair play to him. Marc Marquez, he's really struggling in Sector 1. Really good race from him, but he was really, really struggling in Sector 1. And you could see him through the S's. He wasn't as fluid as he was on the Honda. Definitely he's going to be in trouble in the main race, I would genuinely believe. You know, he's going to have to work extra hard on that. And I think it's going to be a struggle for him. But really, really good, solid race. Going toe-to-toe with Acosta. No mean feat either. Put manners on Acosta when Acosta did make a move. Jorge Martin, solid enough race. Didn't really have the pace to challenge anyone. He made a good start. He was there or thereabouts. Did pass Acosta. And that was kind of it for his race. You know, he was gapped to Marquez. Couldn't really force his will on it. Didn't really have the pace. Acosta, again, you know, started on the first row of the grid, ended up in fourth. Not a bad thing for the rookie, if I'm very honest. Like, I do genuinely believe, you know, he is outperforming himself. You know, he did have a rattle off Marquez, which is good to see him not afraid of anyone, and long may it last. Again, for Aleix Espargaró, you know, good solid race. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. Just didn't see a lot of him in the race, if you know what I mean. But again, you know, he was a good 6.5 seconds behind Maverick, you know, in a 10-lap race. So a bit of work there to do for him. Enea Bastianini kind of was doing well and actually slowed down on pace. Was struggling for a bit, was able to get Miller towards the end. But, you know, definitely interesting. Jack Miller, I think he had a really good race. Started in 11th, had a good opening up. And, you know, fought tooth and nail, you have to say, with Jack there. He did fight tooth and nail for that, and he well earned that 7th position. Pecco Bagnaia, well, look, Pecco duffed the start, and you could see it. You know, the bike jumped, he had to get off the throttle. Everyone else had built up the momentum, and he came out of the first corner like 12th or 13th. Didn't really have the pace, didn't start matching the race leader's pace until the end of lap 6. So leads me to believe he just didn't have the setup for the sprint race. I think he needs to fix this, because, you know, in the other sprints he was doing really well, you know, but this one he just went backwards from the start, and he never really had the pace to recover. So definitely something to look into there. Raul Fernandez, really good race from him, battling with Pecco and Jack and those. So, you know, definitely kudos to Raul Fernandez. Beat his teammate also, which is always a plus. Good, solid top 10 for Franco Morbidelli. You know, he's really giving me the middle finger this weekend, so it was great to see, and long may it last. Solid enough for Miguel Oliveira. Brad Binder, a good enough race. He did start 17th. People were crashing around him. Kind of surprised still, though, that, He finished up in 12th place, 10 seconds behind in 10 laps. It's not really a great performance. Not sure what is actually going on with both factory KTMs. They're both in around 10 seconds off. Marco Bezzecchi went backwards once the race started. Same with Alex Marquez. You know, I would expect them to be much further up in the finishing order, if I'm honest. Fabio Quartararo, the defending champ of the Japanese Cup, you know, just 2 seconds ahead or 2.5 seconds ahead of Rins. Not really a great race from Rins, but in saying that, look, Fabio is pretty far back as well. And Luca Marini was the last one across the line, you know, 22 seconds and 10 laps. Oh my God. So look, it was a brilliant race. I thought there was some really, really great battles. Good to see Acosta and them having an old go off each other. You know, I think tomorrow's race will be a little bit different than the sprint in the way that tires will be one thing that they're going to have to manage. Also, is their themselves and their physicality of this circuit is epic. So full race distance, you know, it's not going to be very easy. Tomorrow's GP winner for me, it's hard to look past Maverick. I genuinely think he will do it. But for me, I am going to go with Pecco. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What did you think of the sprint race and who is your winner tomorrow? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.